in for the vacation, and J. Anthony Brown is our co-host. Mike Epps from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Mike Anthony Brown. That's my new name. Mike Anthony.
And our co-host for the co-host from Washington, D.C., Chris Paul.
What up, Tom Joyner? What up, Sybil Wilkes? Mike Epps, what's up, man?
Chris Paul. And don't you play for the Clippers?
No, that's Cliff Paul.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thanks, Mike, for sitting in for Jay. And
man,
doing it the
you.
Hard way. You're doing it the J. Anthony Brown way from Los Angeles. And you're doing all 4 hours of the show.
Jay don't do nothing the hard way.
They told me I was here for an hour and a half. That's 4 hours. Yeah. Y'all tricked me, man.
And you're doing it from Los Angeles.
Yes.
Where the time right now is 3 a.m. in Los Angeles.
Considerably earlier. Yes.
Yeah. And to think that Jay does this every day almost from Los Angeles from 3 to 7 in the morning. He's a better man than me. So he's on vacation and listening and worrying because people have been ripping it up, man. Hey, Mike. Sid was in here yesterday. He ripped it up. Taraji P. Henson, man, who knew she was that funny?
Started it off on Monday.
On Monday. And you know how funny Taraji is. You've worked with her.
Yeah, she's hilarious. Yeah, she's hilarious. She's a real deal.
What'd you work with? You worked with Taraji on what?
I worked with Taraji a couple times. I worked at McDonald's with Taraji. Before we got into business, we were here, though. I've been in a couple movies with Taraji.
Did y'all do Talk to Me together?
Yeah, we did Talk to Me together. Don Cheadle, Taraji. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. How was that?
Oh. It was cool. Petey Green. That was about a disc jockey, Tom. I know
that's
you.
Right. That's right. From D.C., Chris Paul.
That's right.
Yeah.
Love Petey Green. Petey Green's Washington.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you play what, Mike?
A black guy.
You're being typecast.
Yeah. I played a black guy in this movie right here. I usually play a Spanish guy. I played Chewy Attell's brother. Of course they gave me the jail scene. I said, I'm so sick of these jail scenes.
Of course they gave you the jail scene.
Yeah.
But you have done some time, right?
Yeah. Well, a little bit. You know, I think,
not all at once. Separate times.
Yeah, when I was young, man. I have to tell people all the time, man, you know, when you're young, you go through experiences and stuff. You know how when you're young, you go to college?
Uh-huh.
When you're young, you go to jail. You know, you go like some. I think all of that stuff is good when you're young. Some people go to college when they're young. I went to jail. Some people go to the Army when they're young. I went to jail. Some people go to Job Corps when they're young. I went to jail. But I'm grown now. I ain't been to jail in a long time.
In a minute.
You're too rich to go to jail now, Mike.
20 years. You know, shoot.
Rich people don't go to jail. Rich people get a reality show.
Ask Chris Brown right now. Is he too rich to go to jail?
He's just laying low. That's not prison. That's just jail. That's just a layover.
Oh, man. They treat Chris Brown like a scene from one of your movies or something where he's all chained. Ooh. Ankle chains, hand chains, back chains.
Taking Con Air from one end of the country to the
other.
Doing
that shuffle walk.
Hey, all I want to, I was just asking, what you going to do when you get out of jail?
have some fun.
He in there doing moves in the cafeteria, dance moves with all the other inmates.
He's trying to keep him off his ass. That's why he's doing those dance moves.
Sliding and everything.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what Richard Pryor said.
That's right. It'll be funny to keep their mind off the booty.
That's a quote right there. It'll be funny to keep the mind off the booty. Did you didn't get that role as Richard Pryor, huh?
You know what? I end up doing a little bit of Richard Pryor in this movie called the Nina Simone movie.
Oh.
Zoe Saldana.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And she was friends with Richard Pryor, and they had a scene in there, a couple scenes in the movie when they were friends. I think Richard Pryor was screwing her, if I'm not mistaken, back in the day.
I'm sure he was.
At least your character was.
Oh, no, yeah, you saw the documentary, man. Richard Pryor got it in.
He did.
Wow. Oh, man, he got it in. He had a lot of children by a lot of different women.
Pam Grier.
Remember the Pam Grier story?
Yeah.
Pam Grier. Hey, I found out he screwed one of my aunties out there in Indiana. He had a show out there. I ain't kidding, for real. My family was sitting around. We was all talking about Richard Pryor. And then, you know how them grandmothers is. Your grandmother tell on you in front of everybody. They said, Tiny screwed him when he came in town.
Oh, my God.
They said, she screwed Ron Isley, everybody that came through town back then.
This is
your aunt was a groupie, Mike?
That's what they said. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, she had to be fine then, because Richard Pryor is less. I mean, from Pam Grier on down, and everybody that you've ever seen pictures of. So your auntie looks good.
Yeah, she does. She really looks good. I mean, I don't think Richard Pryor, I don't think he had a 10 every time, because they said he was screwing Aunt Esther for a minute back in the day.
From San Francisco.
Yeah. The Wanda Page, man, they said.
He didn't have a dime every time.
He had to put two nickels together sometime.
That's when you know you got a drug problem, when you're doing Aunt Esther. It's time for rehab.
Reevaluating your life at that point.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have some fun today, man. We're going to have some fun.